Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. Thanks so much for being with us. Final hour of the show brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes. That story being that the postseason begins tonight for the Atlanta Braves against San Diego Padres. Still don't know who's going to be on the mound for the Braves tonight. As soon as we do, we will let you know. The roster should be coming out here in just a few minutes as well. Brandon Adams is going to join us in 20 minutes, get his thoughts on what happened on Saturday night between Georgia and Alabama, and, of course, look forward as well. And then we'll get to the AMA at 1:40. Any question, any topic to wrap the show up?
I was laughing. They get, it's media day and everything, and they show Bron and Bronny first media day. I thought that was
so cool.
That was so cool, so cool and everything. But now, but that's around the whole league. You got everybody, their big three. I saw Philly, Paul George and Maxie and them. They're taking their picture. Memphis starting five.
Yeah, if they're healthy.
If they're healthy. Yeah. Memphis starting five with a healthy job with that, they might make some noise.
Yeah, because they drafted Edie. Right?
They had Edie. You got Jaren Jackson.
You got Jaren Jackson. You got Ja. Obviously got Bane the shooter.
And then they went and got, goodness gracious.
Uh-oh. Dang it. Who is the fifth?
He was in the picture with them.
You can see him.
I can.
You're seeing it right now.
I can't think of his name.
Describe him.
It'll come back. Yeah. But they got this guy. I mean, they,
they're a real sneaky Western Conference team because they just kind of been out of sight, out of mind for a couple of years because Ja hasn't played for various reasons. Last year was injury. And he was suspended for the first part of the season. Then he was injured when he came back. But, they were super good 2 years ago. And they have all those guys still. So, obviously, you want to go into a season with optimism. Everybody's 0-0 and all that kind of stuff. But, I hope that the Hawks and Trey and all these guys can prove the doubters wrong like they're talking about. Count me as a doubter. I don't think they're going to be particularly good. I think they're young, and hopefully they improve as the season goes on. But so many teams in the Eastern Conference that were already good added to their roster.
Marcus Smart.
Oh, Marcus Smart.
Marcus Smart.
Oh, he had been there.
Yeah, Marcus Smart.
That's all right.
Yeah, I was like, somebody else. I know the face. Marcus Smart.
Yeah, that could go any number of ways.
Yeah.
That might be great. It might be terrible. And he was hurt for a lot of the year last year, too. A lot of teams in the Eastern Conference upgraded. And the Hawks didn't.
Did not.
So.
We'll see. Well, I mean, it's just going to be, because I think everybody, do you view the Boston Celtics as a team to beat?
Yeah.
Okay.
They won the championship last
year. Yeah, I know they won it, but you feel like they're still the best team?
In the East.
Okay.
I think they are.
Who's the best in the West?
The West is tough. I don't know.
The West is tough,
bro. I think the Nuggets maybe, but.
Is there anything funnier than watching Joker come back To basketball?
No, because, and he's right about this. And I didn't want to say this yesterday because we were broadcasting live from Media Day, but yeah. He's right about this. He was like, why do we have to do this every year?
Yeah.
He asked me the same questions. He was like, I don't have to do this every year.
Joker's like
just play my answers from last year.
Joker walked in, they had to walk into the tunnel like, damn, Joker's like, damn, our show ought to be my horses.
I think the Timberwolves are going to be really good. I mean, obviously, they're in the West Finals last year. I think they're just going to be better with Ant-Man growing. Look, the Nuggets are always there. I don't know. Mavericks? I don't know what Clay is going to look like
he
there.
He looks stank.
Yeah, it looks weird in
the
jersey.
Weird as hell in the jersey.
So Zion looked in shape.
Did he?
Mm-hmm. I thought.
Oh, okay. When I saw the picture, I was like, all I saw was a beard on a fatter Zion.
No, I thought he looked all right.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe this is a bad picture that I saw.
All right.
I don't know. Looking across, I don't think the Warriors will be very good. Clippers, probably not. Lakers, no. Suns, maybe. They got talent, but we'll see. I'll tell you what I know. Sorry, Brenda. I think the Blazers will probably suck.
They're going to be really
bad. I feel
bad.
Very confident in saying that the Blazers will suck.
Yeah, they'll be down there with Detroit.
Oh, yeah, the Thunder will probably be
Thunder.
Good, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Thunder will probably be really good.
Because got Gilly coming.
Yeah, I mean, SDA.
Jeez, that's just what you want to do.
And Holmgren's a year older. Maybe he put on a little weight, hopefully, because he got bullied in the playoffs quite a bit.
San Antonio, they have to make the playoffs here, right?
Yeah, I think they probably sneak in.
Okay.
They probably play in, maybe.
Okay.
Something like that. But, I mean, they got Wemby.
They got that guy. And Chris Paul, too.
And they got actually, who knows? Like, maybe they'll be the 3 seed. Chris Paul's teams are just always good. All right, let's get to the big story of the day. Kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain. Forgot how to talk.
It's awesome. I mean, I didn't. I mean, when we were kind of, I told Witt one day, I was like, we're running out of you rejects to play. No, that's awesome. Like I said, I'm really happy for the guys. They put so much into this on a daily basis and, their families and everything. So it's a special time when you get to go because you never know. You know what? We're in. Anything can happen now.
They got in on the last game of the season.
Yep. On an extra
on
day.
On an extra day.
On a doubleheader.
Yes.
Because of weather. Did they... Lost the first game of the doubleheader.
Yes.
They should have won.
Yes.
And then their star pitcher got scratched 30 minutes before first pitch.
Yes.
So a guy who never made the big leagues after 10 years of being in the minors had to start. That's exactly – yesterday went exactly how it should have gone.
No.
Exactly the way 2024 has gone. Like, if they would have won game one, it wouldn't have made any sense. They had to blow it. They had to get Chris Sale scratched. They had to have Grant Holmes start. They had to – kind of struggle offensively until later in the game. Yesterday was perfectly 2024. I wish that wasn't true.
Right.
And I wish I could tell you that the stress was going to end.
It's not.
But it's not.
Yeah.
Like, if they go on a run here, which I hope they do, it's going to be stressful
because
it's the playoff.
And it's
them. Bo's got the roster.
All
Bo's got the roster.
Got?
Let's hear it.
What we got?
No Chris Sale.
Okay.
Wild
okay.
card series.
Makes
all
sense.
Right. A.J. Smith-Shawver on the roster for the wild card series. I do not see. Yeah, looks like AJ Smith-Shawver. Jesse Chavez makes it. Aaron Bummer makes it.
Okay.
So it looks
no
like
Ian Anderson.
So no Ian Anderson.
So AJ
no
Smith-
Bryce Elder.
Nope.
So, all right. So he's got his chance
like
to prove himself to Randy tonight.
All right, then. Damn it. Let's
Most
go.
Most of the regulars are there. No, Elder is on the roster.
Oh.
Elder's on the roster. Oh. So we got all Elder right. and AJ Smith-Shawver. Looks like it might be a combination of the two, if I were to
I would
guess.
Think so. Yeah. And I thought we were going to – I was about to make a kidding guess of, like, do they both split?
For Elder gets a start, and as soon as he gets into trouble, you bring in – yeah.
All right.
Because my guess – now, is that confirmed? They haven't put the lineup out yet. That's
yeah,
just a guess.
Yeah, this is from the Braves – No, this is Braves Twitter account.
Just, that's the roster. Released.
The roster.
But you're guessing at who would start tonight.
No, that's me guessing who would start.
Because that was my guess earlier, was Elder would probably start tonight, just based on the fact that he's made 10 starts this year. Ian Anderson would have been the coolest story in the world, but guy hasn't pitched in major leagues in 2 years.
Yeah.
I mean, that would have been a hell of an ask.
Yeah.
And then A.J. Smith-Shawver, he's 21. It's the only one you like. How many starts did he even make this year before he got hurt?
Did he come up at all?
Thought he made one start.
Oh,
then he got hurt.
I can't remember if he came up.
I think
up
that was it. Maybe I'm missing one, but yeah. I think one.
You go Bryce Elder, make it into a bullpen game.
Hopefully not.
Hopefully
but,
not.
Yeah.
But see if you can get him. See if he can get you four.
That what you would do? I would start AJ Smith-Shawver. I don't know.
Why?
Better stuff.
The last time if he's hot, pitched, he does not do well.
One of them has a chance to like just be hot and fool him, it's probably AJ Smith-Shawver.
Well, they go with AJ Smith-Shawver then.
I like high 90s over low 90s.
Yeah, he's got gas, and they faced Elder earlier this year. And it didn't go great.
Yeah, he got rocked.
Didn't get you four.
Yeah, but I mean, all right, so we're going to go with the possibility of electricity.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, I don't know. Here's the thing. There's no good options.
There is not.
Like, that's the thing. They do, it's not a good option. You just got to hope somehow you can score some runs today and win, and then you got Max Fried and Reynaldo Lopez in games 2 and 3. And Max Fried might go out there and shut him down tomorrow, and that's that. Because that's the thing about this series, it's best 2 out of 3.
Yes.
So you win today and tomorrow, you're in, or you're through, and all the games are in San Diego, by the way. There's no travel for him.
How well do y'all think that Max Fried has to pitch in the postseason for them to spend money on a contract?
Them?
Let's say, what if he was Division Series MVP, NLCS MVP, World Series MVP?
Max Fried.
That's looking ahead a lot, but what does he have to do after Friday's freaking game?
Yeah. I mean, I wish there was an answer to that, but I don't think.
Or you don't think they're going
to
spend the money at all?
I don't think it matters to the Braves. I wish it did. Max Fried was the starting pitcher of the closeout game of the World Series a couple years ago. Remember that?
Yep.
We won in contract year.
That's true. Freddie was. Hit a home run that game.
But
they didn't bring him back.
I'm almost sure this. I'm almost positive. If Max Fried wanted to be a Brave, his contract would be done already.
I mean,
I'm not talking about the number that he's probably going to get free. They would have given him something already. Oh. Like how they extended Spencer and all those things.
Yeah,
he'd have been got one.
If he was willing to sign one of these, no offense, but one of these bum-ass contracts, then sure.
Yeah.
He's not really of the age to get one of those contracts.
Right.
These other guys are going to get another contract. That's what
probably.
But the thing about it is, this contract could have been done.
If he's willing to play for probably 30.
Yeah.
Or if they were willing to pay him what the market would pay him.
Yeah.
But neither, probably be closer to 40.
Neither one of those is going to happen.
Max Fried should never in a million years sign a contract like that. Max Fried might get $200 million this offseason.
You think so?
Maybe not quite that, but he's going to get crazy per year money. Like, Max Fried's one of the best pitchers in baseball. Like, he's in his prime. He's left-handed. Like this.
What the Braves don't want to do is give him like a 10-year contract, and then he's pitching to like he's 38, 39.
And that's understandable.
But somebody will do that.
Somebody might. Yeah. Somebody might. And then he gets numbers like that. But now, Max Fried, I'm sure it's fun to be a Brave and all that kind of stuff, but Max Fried needs to do the exact same thing that Freddie Freeman and Dansby Swanson did, see what that market looks like, and take the most.
Go.
Like,
bye-bye.
Again, this is not really a conversation for now because he's going to pitch tomorrow for the Braves, and when the season's over, we can get there. But like, don't be mad at Max Fried for not signing with the Braves.
No.
But he goes tomorrow. Tonight, it's maybe AJ Smith-Shawver.
Maybe it's one. It's him or Bryce Elder.
Yeah, and whoever it is, hopefully they do good. What needs to happen tonight is the offense needs to score.
They
got
to score. They got to get somewhere in the 5-6.
Yeah, and really it's the top end of the lineup because we know what the bottom of the lineup is.
Oh my God! Why did it seem like yesterday, whenever that we had men on base, them dudes were up?
Because they were.
I know, but I kept saying.
Because the only guys that get on base are at the top of the lineup.
I kept saying, like, damn, RC.
So they're already on base.
I kept saying, damn, RC up again, huh?
I know. Orlando RC is always up when there's guys on base. Because the guys that actually get on base bat in front of him.
Just hit a home run.
Well, I just make contact. Just, like, get him over, you know?
Like, his strikeouts, his at-bats, like, he's trying to help get him over with.
Just get them. No, just get them. Yeah. Like, move the runners over.
Something.
I would make him bunt.
Would you?
Like, he's.
He's not good right
he's
now.
He's not a good hitter. And if he's doing, he made some plays yesterday defensively that are awesome. Like, if you're doing that, hopefully you can make up for it, whatever. But the problem is right now, he's also following Sean Murphy, who's not a good hitter. Gio Urshela, who's been fine. Laureano's actually been pretty good, but he's been a little cold lately. But it's Harris, Albies, Ozuna, Olsen, Soler.
That's it.
Those guys got to go.
That's it.
If you're going to do anything in these playoffs, those guys got to go. Because the guys at the bottom of the lineup are good for a 1-for-15 almost every single
but
night.
But if they're going to get the one, it got to be a positive one. And I'm talking about like Sean Murphy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Sean Murphy. Like Murphy at Oklahoma. Yeah, Murphy ain't done nothing. We said, just give us something, Murph.
And he did.
And he did.
The catchers did it. I mean, because Darno did it Saturday and Murphy did it Friday.
Yeah.
A position that had been very productive for the Braves the last couple of years. Not so much this year, unfortunately. But when we know who's on the mound tonight to start the game, we'll let you know officially. But the
how did that guy Wilson Contreras do this year? Not Wilson Contreras, but Contreras that was here.
Started in the All-Star game.
Oh, okay.
Started. But it's fine.
His team won their division.
His pop,
pop time.
His pop time wasn't good as Murph.
Yeah, if the Braves win the series, you might get a chance to see him again.
Yeah, his pop time.
I don't know if he still comes up with that trumpet song. He does?
He does.
Dang. So things are just going great for him. Same as
Oh, and the Mets are there. Are they going to have a battle? Oh, no. Well, Eddie Diaz won't have his theme music.
Right. Diaz, he don't deserve a damn
does
song.
Does he still play that song?
He don't deserve a song.
That song's awesome, though. I do like that song. All right. Brandon Adams is going to join us next. We'll talk some Georgia football with him. Certainly, he's got all kinds of different thoughts coming out of what happened on Saturday night. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon, 20 minutes away from the AMA to wrap things up. Any question, any topic, we'll get the phone lines open, 404-726-0929. Again, tomorrow we'll be up in Flowery Branch, Ticketmaster Studios at the Falcons facility. We'll get a chance to talk to a player right around 11:40. Don't know who that's going to be yet, but we'll talk to a Falcons player around 11:40. Right. And then Coach Raheem Morris in the 1 o'clock hour as well. So looking forward to being up there tomorrow, as tomorrow will be the day before game day.
They're going to let us park in the damn thing, or we got to walk from that parking lot?
It's a good question. I don't know. I am planning on bringing all of the empty glass bottles from the party because that parking lot is right next to that county recycle center.
Yes, it is.
So I am planning on that. It's going to be nice. I was actually like, what am I going to do? Oh, that's right. I'm going to Flowery Branch on Wednesday. Perfect. I'll take all that glass up there, but I don't know the answer to that question. Okay. What I do know is that Brandon Adams is with us, as he always is, at 1:20. And I obviously Saturday night was nuts. It was a crazy fun game to watch, certainly frustrating for Georgia fans. I wonder now, a couple days later, like how do you slice it up? Because parts of it were horrible, and then there was a comeback, which was great, but they also lost the game. Like, how are you, sir? Again, like, how are you stacking it all up with a few days to think about it?
Well, first of all, it's great to be with you guys as always. And for those who wanted a more humble version of me after a few years of coming on here and saying a lot of stuff, a lot of talk.
Well, it was all true, though. You hadn't been wrong.
Today is probably that day. But in all seriousness, you know, for me, I think that the comeback, the sense that I get is that's probably more impressive to, like, say, neutral observers or more objective, observers to the game. Not to say that it wasn't good if you're a Georgia fan. I just don't know how much I actually bought it because, to be completely honest with you, on a per-play basis, even during the comeback, I don't know that Georgia was playing an amazing brand of football. And obviously, all of that was just a little bit too little too late after creating a huge deficit to begin the game. So, in terms of the conversation that I'm having, you know, a portion of that is, gosh, can you believe they took the lead after all that? There's a small portion that kind of centers on that. But most of it is kind of about the idea of, man, Georgia had been plagued by slow starts. The prevailing wisdom was if that happens against a really good team, you could be in trouble. And lo and behold, that's exactly what happened again on Saturday. And, of course, the deficit to begin the game made winning it ultimately impossible.
What was your biggest shocker of that whole game, though, B.A.? Was it the slow start? Or, I mean, mine was definitely the fact is that they gave up 30 points in the first half.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, Georgia played a brand of defense in 2021 that may not be matched by anybody again. That was truly a special defense. Mm-hmm. I mean, the total number of, like, first-round picks or NFL starters that, you know, kind of played on that defense is obviously an unbelievable number. And right now, that's not what Georgia is. Now, maybe no one will be at that level again. Maybe Georgia will never be at that level again. But right now, that's not what they are. They're a team that sort of plays a little bit like everybody in college football, where – you know, they're going to give some stuff up. They're going to try to, you know, score their own points to kind of manage that. Like Saturday night sort of looked like the kind of game that any team in college football was capable of playing. And now Georgia, even if they still are among the best teams in the country, they clearly are, and they could still be the best team in the country by the time the season ends, they're playing a brand of football right now that really isn't all that, you know, distinguishable from what everybody else plays. Mm-hmm. And, you know, noticing that on defense, I think they're just not right now special on that side of the ball. And that's obviously a huge difference where they have been.
I think the same can be said at certain spots on offense, too, right? Like, if you're going to play the same brand of football that the elite teams are playing, it helps to have elite players on that side of the ball. And obviously, Georgia was able to do what they did the last handful of years with great defense when a lot of teams were going great offense because they had all those first-rounders on defense and get away with maybe not having a first-round quarterback, whatever. But if you're going to go the direction of the rest of college football, you need to have one of those superstars. Jalen Milroe is a superstar. I mean, it looks like other of the top teams in college football kind of have guys. Do you feel like Georgia is good enough at some of the premier spots right now to compete? Obviously, they compete, but you know what I mean? Like, are they good enough at some of those premier spots?
Well, obviously, that's the huge difference to me is what I think of as the premium positions, the positions that most likely become first-round picks, quarterback, wide receiver, cornerback, edge rusher, you know, offensive tackle maybe. Those are the positions that become first-round picks. Alabama is better at what I think of at the premium positions than Georgia is here right now. And to kind of advance this further, you know, Georgia became a truly elite offense during its national championship era, and some of that seemed like the natural progression of a program on the rise. But it's also possibly true that that was also happened to be the period of time which Brock Bowers played for this program.
Definitely.
And so now with Bowers no longer here, it's not just a question of, okay, how do you replace Bowers? It's how do you prevent reverting back as a program on that side of the ball to what you were prior to Bowers, which in 2019, 2020, you know, Georgia really wasn't special on offense. But, you know, in 2020, they weren't even a championship contender for the most part. You know, they just didn't really score enough points to do that. In 2019, they certainly didn't. Well, Bowers comes, everything else changes. And now that we see the full extent of his career at Georgia, also what he's been able to do in his first year in the NFL, you realize this was an all-time great player. Yeah. And how do you replicate some of the offensive stuff without this all-time great player? That's no small question to try to answer.
Bria, where do you put that first drop by Aaron Smith as far as the momentum part of the game?
I put it as huge. I mean, I think that, listen, right now Carson Beck is not playing particularly well. I'm not going to, like, you know, trash him or anything like that, but the fact of the matter is Beck is really struggling. Or actually, that's overstating it. Beck is not playing at an incredibly high level. Let me say it that way. But you do have to wonder, well, what if, you know, he threw a dime to Arian and Arian dropped it. What if he doesn't drop it? Is everything else in the game potentially different? You almost think it could be. And there's obviously a lot of teams, a lot of situations where they could maybe say the same thing, and maybe we don't remember those moments because it's not our team. But in this particular case, Beck threw that ball about as well as it could be thrown, and Arian just didn't catch it. And in the first drive, when Georgia seemed very intent on being as aggressive as it could be, obviously when you take a big shot like that and it doesn't work, well, clearly there are going to be some ramifications. Mm-hmm. And in the case of Georgia, some of the ramifications were running game got completely taken away once the deficit built, and Carson Beck's confidence may have been shaken because, like, the one really good throw he did make, you didn't get anything for it. So, I mean, I don't think we're overstating things to say that that play reverberated through more than just that one moment.
Brandon Adams joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, talking some Georgia football after Saturday night's game. Certainly looking forward to the game this weekend and the rest of the season as well. I know that the loss, it means something different because of the 12-team playoff. So that's not what I'm asking. I'm asking, do you analyze the loss differently as someone who talks about the team every single day and thinks about the team every single day differently because of the 12-team playoff?
So this is one of those things where you have to kind of go on your hunch a little bit. And obviously over the course of – even last year when Georgia didn't win the national championship, it's like, okay, they lost Alabama, but they essentially dominated everybody else. So – you could make a case that, well, there's no reason to think they won't continue doing that this year, too. Obviously, they blew out Clemson, and Clemson's played very well since getting blown out by Georgia. So maybe this is another year where they just lose to Alabama, they beat everybody else, and in a 12-team playoff world, that still sets you up for a pretty good season. However, my hunch is that it's not quite that right now, that Alabama exploited something that may exist for Georgia in games other than just Alabama. Go back to, Andy, something you said, you know, the lack of kind of special playmakers offensively, something that Randy said. Man, this defense right now give up a lot of points when we're not used to really seeing them give up anything. That some of the stuff I saw on Saturday, my hunch and my suspicion, it's about more than just the game against Alabama, which even in a 12-team playoff world, could eventually cause you some trouble because Georgia's going to have some big games coming up. And, you know, while right now, you know, certainly Saturday wasn't a must-win game, if you're not careful, you do put yourself in a must-win situation at some point in time this season. So the 12-team playoff creates more margin for error. But the way that Georgia played on Saturday makes you wonder how long Georgia can maintain that margin for error before eventually they do find themselves in a must-win situation.
What do you think about the game this weekend, B.A.? I mean, you got an Auburn team coming off of a tough loss at home to Oklahoma, a very angry, bitter-ass dog team, South's deepest rivalry or whatever it's called. Still don't understand that one. But what do you think about this weekend, B.?
You know, I think that it's probably a pretty good opponent for Georgia because it's at least a rivalry game. Also, it's a little bit of an easier opponent because Auburn struggled a good bit this year, at least in terms of their final scores. They've had a lot of turnovers. It's also a game last year that Georgia probably didn't play very well against Auburn. So if they do play better this year, that's a comparison where you can say, okay, well, that's year over year, at least an example of the fact that Georgia's maybe still got a lot, you know, going for it. But it wouldn't surprise me if, you know, I'm not quite so sure that Georgia's ready to kind of come back home, beat this team by 50 points and show everybody that everything's fine, and the second half version of Georgia against Alabama, that's the real Georgia. And if they rematch against Alabama, then the Crimson Tide are going to be in trouble. Eventually, we may come to believe that to be true. But I don't quite know that Georgia's fully ready to show that this Saturday, although I'm still optimistic they might could show that before the season's done. This may just be a little bit of a process here where they have to kind of really work to figure themselves out a little bit.
I was listening to the podcast yesterday, BA, and you were talking about how programs sort of have, like, in their program story, there's chapter breaks, I think is how you put it. Like, certain games are kind of chapter breaks, and this game is that. Let me ask you just about what happened for Alabama on Saturday night and their new coach in game four and all that kind of stuff. Like, what do you think that was for them and that program from an Alabama Kalen DeBoer perspective?
So this is going to come across as sour grapes, so please understand, I don't mean this in any way related to Georgia whatsoever. Georgia may not be the team that exploits this, but I'm telling you right now, Nick Saban would not have given up a four-touchdown lead. He just would not have. And so when you're the winner, you get to write the history. And right now, Alabama's writing this history of how great they are and the fact that Kalen DeBoer is picking right up where Nick Saban left off. I know for a fact that Nick Saban would not have given up a four-touchdown lead in his own stadium and seeing Georgia take the lead the way that it did. So I would invite everybody to just sort of file that away. And it doesn't have anything to do with Georgia. Georgia may be nowhere to be found when this comes back to haunt Alabama. But it's one of those deals where if you're really, you know, rock solid and if you're really locked down, you don't go to sleep in the second quarter and just let a team like that, who, as I said before, I don't know that Georgia played outstanding during the comeback, but the comeback still took place. I'd be very careful if I was an Alabama fan making too much of it's a thrilling game. It puts everybody in a good mood. But I don't know that that was a great performance from Alabama on Saturday, the kind of thing worth remembering if we see them, you know, maybe kind of fall prey to the same issue later on this season at some point.
It's also something that his teams have dealt with. Now, they win the games. They win, but I watched five Washington games last year that had that same type of story where great start, great game plan, saw something on tape, exploited it, got out to a huge start, and then kind of slowly but surely did, like, could have won the game by three touchdowns, maybe should have won the game by three touchdowns, ended up needing a drive in the fourth quarter to win the game. You know what I mean? For whatever reason, I don't know what that is, but that's something that has happened with Kalen DeBoer teams. Now, again, they win them. They still win them. So it's like,
what's the point,
you know, they almost don't, but they still do. So I don't, skin of his teeth,
I suppose. I'll say like this. A football game, especially one like this, there are so many moments. And some of the moments that hide in plain sight end up being the ones that matter most. Alabama's vulnerability after building a big lead. If I'm a Crimson Tide fan, I should probably pay more attention to that than I probably am right now, because everybody feels great after a win. But things hide in a win, and that may have been hiding for the Crimson Tide a little bit on Saturday night.
B.A., we appreciate it.
Appreciate you, B.
Thank you.
Always great to be with you guys.
Early in a season that we are all crazy looking forward to. It's been awesome so far. Right. Those two teams are going to play again. Yeah. Whether it's in the SEC championship game or the playoff or national championship, whatever, they're going to play again.
I love we're talking about backlash of the Arizona Diamondbacks not getting in. Their owner is blaming himself for signing this starter, Jordan Montgomery, to you. He's blaming himself. Said it. Looking back, it was a horrible decision. Horrible decision.
Didn't Jordan still play for him?
Yes. Hold on. And to have to invest the money in a guy that has performed this poorly was the biggest mistake of the year. Montgomery has a player option for $23 million.
Oh, so yeah. There you go. So you either stick it to him and take 23 from him, or opt out and say, like, I want to play for this guy.
I want to play for this guy.
Dang. That's
That's so... Dude.
Wow.
Dude.
Unusual for an owner to do that. Very emotional. What did Kirby say? It's okay to have emotions. You don't want to be emotional. I like that. That stuck with me. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. We will answer anything you got coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sounds about right.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. We got some interesting through 4 weeks NFL numbers, which we'll hold on to until noon tomorrow. Just kind of talk, because you get kind of a pretty good snapshot of what the league in general is going to look like in the first month of the season. And I think we got it. I think, you know, team, it's not rust anymore. I think a lot of teams are just playing like this. I think there's a few different reasons for it. We'll get there. All right. Get out of the phone lines, though. Full phone lines. Appreciate that. Brandon is incoming. Hey, Brandon.
Fellas, what's happening?
Hi, Brandon.
First of all, man, what a weekend of sports. I mean, it started on Friday with the Miami-Virginia Tech game and ending yesterday with the Braves. I mean, that was a great, fun weekend of sports.
Yeah.
So, going into the playoffs with the Braves, I have a superstition with a buddy. We have not been to a Braves playoff game since the St. Louis Braves game years back, where it was like the 13-2 or whatever.
We made a vow to each other
that we would not go to another Braves playoff game, you know, because it didn't work out. Mm-hmm. So do you guys have any superstitions around your teams that you still hold to this day?
Oh, man.
Thank you, Brandon.
I try not to. But like, I mean, and I've been doing this, and that's why these damn shorts are falling apart. I've been wearing like this. I wear the same Georgia shorts every Georgia game since 04, 05.
Really?
Yeah.
Still to this day. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
I remember like most of the time I do. Like when it gets colder, I'll differentiate you before. But yeah.
You just wear them under some pants or something.
Yeah. Georgia sent when they used to have a care package. Yeah. And that's the only pair of shorts that I ever liked that they sent to me. And I wear them every Saturday.
That's great. Yeah. I did not know that. Yeah. That's awesome. I don't have any every Saturday stuff. Every year Washington plays Oregon, I eat duck, one way or the other. Whether it's duck jerky, last year we ordered some, is it Peking or Peking? How Peking. Do you say? Peking duck from a Chinese restaurant close to the house. That was pretty good. But yeah, I'm going to eat a duck that Saturday every single year. I used to do all kinds of weird stuff when I was younger, you know, like you, all right, this is working. I'm sitting in this part of the couch.
Oh yeah, I don't do,
but like,
I don't do all that.
I just don't, yeah.
Yeah, I don't do all that
I don't
stuff.
Have the, I guess the memory
like,
or what.
Like my kid does. Like he has, like sure. He'll change shirts like 14
That's
times.
Very much, yeah, like when you're in that, cause like you're at your peak fanhood.
Yes.
I think between the ages of like 8 and like 15,
yes, he'll
right?
Change,
like,
yes. Let something bad happen. He will change. He'll come down. He'll start off with a jersey. Then he'll go take it off. Go put on a dog.
It wasn't working.
Yeah, it wasn't working. So at the end of the day, there's a pile of them clothes sitting on the floor. Like, dog. Andy, I folded this.
And it worked.
And I folded. And I folded this dude's clothes last week.
Okay.
Right? And it was on. And it was like it was probably like 8 days at most. It was 22 shirts. All right.
Wow.
22 t-shirts. Because this dude changes 3 shirts 3 times a day.
Wow. Okay? Well, I mean, look.
And it was like,
he's got a t-shirt role model.
It was like 11 shorts, 1 pair of drawers.
Oh.
I was like, where your drawers at, dog?
Great. Well, he also has a don't wear drawers role model. Please, that all tracks right there. That all tracks. What's your least favorite thing to fold?
Oh, man, bed sheets.
God, they're the worst.
Yes, bed sheets.
Absolute worst.
Bed sheets.
I just... Baby clothes.
Oh, like, horrible. Yes.
If you have a load of laundry and it's a basket, we use the same basket to unload the dryer, bring it into wherever you're going to fold at. If it's towels, awesome. 5 minutes. You're done. Put them in the pantry. You're good to go. If that's Jack's clothes,
it takes all day.
You're going to fold for 45 minutes.
Yes.
T-shirts, little. Yes. You can't even barely fold
we
it. It'll
still
unfold.
Ain't figured out why do we have to fold clothes?
I don't know. Wrinkles, I guess.
Look at mine.
That's true. And also, some like you don't have to fold some stuff. You don't have to fold like underwear, do you?
No.
You have to roll it?
No.
You roll it?
No.
For space?
So, yeah. It's the only way I can get them all in there.
Interesting.
I went crazy on the MeUndies for about 3 years, and now I have lots of comfortable underwear.
Good to know. Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Fellas, what's going on? I'm still out of work as far as on pneumonia leave, but I'm feeling a whole lot better.
Good.
I've actually found the recipe for Chick-fil-A chicken, so I'm in the kitchen cooking Chick-fil-A chicken for the wifey for lunch.
Huh.
So all your ass gonna get a sick then?
Nah, I'm not infectious, man. No fever, bro. I'm good. And I got a mask on. Hey, I got a fun fact for I got a fun fact for Andy.
Okay.
So peep this. A female sloth can yell. And her yell can be heard a half a mile away, right?
Hmm.
And then the male sloth has to go find her, and then, you know, they get it in. So, but their getting in process only lasts 5 seconds. So, how far would you travel for anything a half a mile for 5 seconds is my question.
Yeah, but that's 5 seconds of...
Love.
Pure play.
Hell
pure
yeah.
Pleasure.
Yeah.
Sounds like that sloth needs a little blue chew.
Yeah, man.
Promo code Andy. Yeah, I've traveled cities before. I mean, I've gotten on airplanes.
To go see something.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing wrong. Like, but you were single?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're single. So I don't understand this thing where you
I've been flown out.
Where you can't travel. There you go. Where you can't travel to see something.
Why not?
I don't understand that.
Yeah.
Like the flying out thing is always it's a complicated deal. Because a lot of times it is the first time you might meet this person. And you don't know how you might interact with this person. And so it'd be a point where like like you supposed to stay the whole weekend, and your ass getting on a red eye next morning, and you got to come up with a good lie to get her ass up out of there. Man, I'm sorry, I got emergency. I got to get on this plane. I got to get back. How about I get you? I'll change your flight.
Do you say what the emergency is, or
no,
keep it vague?
You don't never say what emergency.
Smart.
All right, let me get you a flight right now. All right, and so we can get you up out of here quicker. Okay, and then what you do is that you drive to the airport with her. Okay. You say, just drop her off at the front. Yeah, I'm at the other airline. I'm at the other terminal.
International.
I'm at the other terminal.
Yeah.
And then you go back home.
I like you telling me like this as if I'm going to do it.
Yeah. Dude,
this would have been great information 15 years ago.
I ain't always been single. I played a few years in the league without being married.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's the. I mean, there's no distance too far for love.
Oh yeah, it is. Dog.
Norris is in Braselton. Hey, Norris.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, Norris.
Well, just to bounce off, I'm just like your son, Randy. I got the black Georgia jersey, I got the red, and I got the white.
Yeah.
Things aren't going right. I'll cycle through all three of them before the end of the match.
Sure. You got to do your part.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to ask y'all, look, it ain't going to change no outcome of what's already happened or anything. But I noticed a few times the refs were over on the sidelines cutting it up with Milroe. I also saw that when we were going for a field goal attempt, they had the line judge run up and tap the defensive tackle on his hip to let him know he needed to slide over. It's his job to know that he needs to slide over. So why are the refs doing those little things is what I'm asking.
Randy?
I'm not going to. Milroe's funny.
Good personality.
I'll never, ever get caught up in that right there. I just don't want to do that because it only time you complain about is when you lose. And so I'm not gonna go there. I'm not gonna go there. He told him to scoot up. Referees scoot up. That's a common thing. That's a common thing. They will tell them to scoot up. And a lot of times a lot of them meet with the referees.
Yeah, Milroe's played a lot of SEC games now. Maybe he's been around these guys.
I'm not gonna.
Maybe if Carson Beck had a little better personality, Georgia would have won that game.
Yeah, maybe.
Refs don't like him.
I'm not going to do that.
Though. I don't think the interceptions had anything to do with his bad jokes, though.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Boy, he already kind of has some, not to, you know, throw stones at anybody or anything like that, but like Carson Beck already kind of has funny looking eyes.
He does, man.
But then when he was rattled, boy, did those eyes look.
His face looked like it's a mask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a prosthetic face.
Yeah, his face looks like a mask.
Yeah.
Man.
Do we have time for one more? No? Yeah. That's a good place to probably end it. takeaways of the day. Yeah.
Everybody said, "Yeah, I mean, so everybody said this is how far they drove for." Hey, man, whatever, man. Before I was married.
Yeah, look, driven. We've gone on road trips.
I don't get there. I ain't been on a road trip.
Yeah,
I ain't been on a road trip. I'm not like how far is too far?
Couple tanks of gas.
Oh hell no! if I can't get back and forth to you on a full tank, I'm good. my girl Juice won the Cy really young. And Abe would make a great Pete Rose.
Abe kind of looks like Pete Rose.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Pete Rose. If there's a teeny in it, Randy doesn't want it.
Nope.
Doesn't want to drink it.
Nope.
He's not interested.
Randy's also not a soup guy. Does that make you a soup man?
Okay.
Carson Beck's face looks like he's wearing a mask.
It does, man.
Yeah, it's got a weird face.
You remember when Scooby Doo, when they used to rip off the mask of the bad guy?
Yeah. He looks like there's a bad guy.
Carson Beck underneath the mask.
If it wasn't for you, damn kids, we would have won this game. Yeah, no, it is. Nosy kids, what did they call them? I don't know. Keep the mask on. We'll be right back. See what Dukes and Bell have for you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Meddling. Meddling, kids, meddling.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.